The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy, emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited today. You just don't know, right, Michael?
Hell yeah.
I know. So excited. So why am I excited? I'll tell you. We have the great, wonderful, amazing, my friends, Courtney Boom Boom Crockett in the house, our traveling cocktailian. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited. You know why I'm even more excited?
Why?
What are we announcing?
I know. We're totally announcing something great. I don't want to ruin the surprise yet. I feel like people need to...
You want to build them up?
I kind of want
to. You want to hold them on? You want to dangle it out
just
there?
Just dangle. Just a little bit of carrot.
Really? Really? So let's tell you. First of all, I'm excited because you're in town. You're in studio. Facebook, you see her live.
I'm actually here.
You're right next to me as opposed to calling in from all over the world. She's not called the traveling cocktailing for no reason at all. You are constantly traveling, going from place to place, teaching people proper etiquettes and how to really make good cocktails and the stories behind it and stories behind spirits. You're so knowledgeable. You knock me out every time we have these conversations. It's like, did you know? And I'm like, no, I did not. I just drink the drinks. And you give me like this whole background to it. And I love that about you.
Thank you.
So what are you doing? Why are you here? I mean, I know, but share with our listeners.
I have been on a journey. I've been on a pilgrimage over the past 3 weeks. Kind of started off going out west. I was in Montana. I got to do a beautiful pop-up at my friend's bar in North Dakota called Thomas and Moriarty's. Michael Cashy and his partner Stacy owned this gorgeous, like, pre-prohibition style bar in Mandan.
Oh, I love that.
And we got to do a really fun little pop-up together, which was great. Got to spend some time there. Went to Madison, Wisconsin, got to see some friends there.
Ate some cheese,
absolutely. A friend of mine, Brett, turned me onto this beautiful little Italian market where I spent way too much money on terrines and sausages and salamis and those things.
I got you. Michael knows about Italian, seeing that he just came back from Italy.
I've returned.
You have. I'm so glad that you're back. We're glad, right?
Yes.
We're very glad that you're back from Italy and you had a good time. Did you eat a lot over there, maybe?
No, I just went there and sat in the apartment the whole time. Of course I did.
And did you bring me back anything? No, of course you didn't.
The only thing we did bring back was we smuggled some peppers for my grandmother. That's about it.
Oh, that's so nice.
He brought you back his love and affection.
That's true. Stay out of this, Courtney.
No, right. I'm thrilled to be back, especially doing this show. And now Italy was fantastic, like it always is, because how could it not be?
Excellent. I know. You know I'm in love with it. So totally. So happy to have you back, Michael. I didn't want to let that go unnoticed. But, you know, although we appreciate Michael Casali for stepping in to your shoes, you are our producer. So you were very gravely missed.
Thank you, love.
No worries. So back to you, Courtney.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned Italian. I had to go back.
You had to. So ultimately, I guess the biggest reason for my journey so far has been to come here to be with you so that we could see one another and hang out and spend some time together and make our big announcement, which I'm super excited.
I know. You're just killing everybody with this.
I think we should go ahead.
We can go ahead.
I think we can go ahead.
Do you want to?
I think so. Yeah.
I think you can.
Okay. So,
So first, how did this come about?
Well, Miss Lorianne, obviously, is how this first came about.
Yeah, I had this idea.
You had this beautiful idea.
Yeah. And I admire what you do. And that's why I was saying, you know, I totally admire what you do. And I think the information and knowledge you have needs to be shared. I find it so fascinating every time we have these conversations. I'm still reeling from gin, you know, and how that went around and the molasses and the spill and the whole nine yards. See, I do pay attention.
You do pay attention. I love it.
So I loved all that. And then, of course, I'm a young living brand partner. Mm-hmm. I love the product. I've done ditches and switches with my whole entire house. Mm-hmm. And I really try to live as cleanly as possible without as much chemical-free as I can, pharmaceutical-free as we can. We really just try to be gentle to our earth as well.
Absolutely.
You know, Mother Earth has been suffering. We saw a big change when we were all in our houses, and then suddenly all these things were blooming and happening. And I don't know if anybody else noticed, but I clearly noticed that we didn't have inchworms this year, and I thought that was interesting. I don't know what the association with it is, but we had no inchworms, and I thought that was interesting since we were closed down. So interesting things were happening, and I wanted to make sure that we in my family and my friends do our part to not only stay safe and healthy and not have a lot of chemicals that hurt us, but also that we're taking care of the earth, because especially here on Long Island, we live on our aquifer.
Yep.
So we're putting all these toxins into our water and then wondering why we're getting all these diseases.
Absolutely. So, and I believe it, I think what, if I'm not mistaken, the original conversation we were having, we were talking about something very similar in the realm of cocktails and utilizing the best possible ingredients and the freshest ingredients and trying to find ways to continue to enjoy these things that we enjoy without putting a lot of extra garbage into our bodies.
Yeah, yeah. And infusing them with some natural products.
Yeah.
So it's a balance, right? So we're going to entertain. I love to entertain. You know that. I love to have fun. You know that.
Yeah.
So we both love doing that and having a good time, but also to incorporate into that some of the essential oils, things like Ningxia, which is it's the highest antioxidant product. We actually had a shot this
morning.
So good. It's so yummy.
I mean, it's amazing how I've had no coffee today.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Which in any other living day, usually
you should have told me. I would have made you a whole
pot. I know, but you know, we were off doing other things. But I was sitting there and I was feeling a little kind of lethargic, honestly. And we took that shot, and literally within moments, I was like, okay, let's do this. Yeah, I'm ready to go. Yeah. I mean, it's just such a great product.
When we go back, I'll give you some zing, and that'll hit you even better. So it's all natural. And it's beautiful, and it has like this lemony kind of citrusy taste to it. So it's beautiful. I know you've used it.
Blueberry, what was it? It's like blueberry, acai, citrus, all of those things.
Yeah.
Like just this power pack full of flavor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of a really beautiful, I mean, even the weight of it is really nice.
Yeah.
It's not too heavy. It's not too light.
And I know you incorporate that into your drinks as well.
I actually made a specialty cocktail that is in the book.
So yummy.
That is
based. In what book? What book?
Oh, my goodness.
Did we mention book? That's right. Our book called V-Tales.
Yep.
has actually hit the market. It's on Amazon.
Yep.
Nice. Available for people. It's beautiful. It has some of your personalized crafted cocktails.
I tried to incorporate some specialty cocktails that I came up with using the product specifically, but I also really wanted to ensure that anyone who was interested in not only cocktails in general, but in the product that we're doing, that there would be a very simplistic approach and how they can utilize that even within their own house.
Well, the thing that's what I like about it is not only we have tools in there so that everybody can know what the tools are that you're referring to and they could look at it and get it for their own household. All of these spirits are used. They're classic spirits.
Yep. So the traditional, I mean, kind of like your four basic spirits. We did gin, vodka,
tequila
and whiskey.
Yep.
I chose to utilize classics that people would recognize, and also the signature cocktails that I put together using our product were also inspired by classic cocktails.
Yes.
So nothing that requires an exorbitant amount of preparation, nothing that requires an exorbitant amount of product, just something that's very nice where you can see how these essential oils can actually enhance and benefit that experience of having a cocktail with your friends. It's just beautiful.
Totally amazing. So, and I add the lemon essential oil to my water every morning. If I travel, I just bring my bottle. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about bringing lemons and my little squishy thing. Mm-hmm. I don't have to bring any of that stuff because it's all in there. And it's a staggering amount of lemons in each bottle.
Yeah.
Staggering amount of lemons.
That
it's
was
real lemons.
That I really was so blown away by when I started using this product, because Those of
and
us.
That was a funny conversation. I'm like, Courtney, you need to use these products. What do you mean? You need to use these products in your cocktails. And you're like, all right, I'll try them. And I was like, okay, try them, try them, try them. And I send you a box and you start playing with them and you call me up and you're like, oh my God, I love these.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like those of us in the industry know, I mean, anyone who's worked behind a bar understands how long it takes to juice things. Like juicing is a big part of your preparation.
Sure.
Especially when you're working in a bar where you are using fresh ingredients.
Yeah.
It's imperative for that flavor to come through and for that freshness to be there.
But come on, let's be honest. Didn't you feel like a mad scientist adding a little of the essential oil, a little Ningxia, you know,
your spirits? The only thing I was missing were goggles, like, legitimately.
And a lab coat.
I had my lab coat on.
Oh, did you really?
I just didn't have my goggles.
Son of a... I'm going to send you goggles. I'll send you home with goggles.
But the thing that I loved about this is that in that capacity, those of us who love the taste of freshness...
Yeah.
You are utilizing, because of the concentration, because of how great these oils are, you're using 2 or 3 drops in a cocktail.
That's it.
Like, that's it. And it's so vibrant and so alive. And not that you can't still use other juice if you want to.
Right.
But the way that this plays and accentuates the experience of a cocktail honestly kind of threw me for a loop. I wasn't expecting it.
You know what I wasn't expecting? Some of the choices you made. Like, you use things like black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I was like blown away with that. And you're like, oh, this is exciting. I want to use this. And I know you're experiencing and experimenting with some of the other vitalities. But there's actually in Young Living, there's a line called Vitalities. Those are ingestible essential mm-hmm. oils. And I want to be very, very clear, that there are ingestible essential oils and others that you cannot ingest.
Right.
It's toxic. So if you go and find the Vitality line, specifically the Young Living Vitality mm-hmm. line, and if you want more information, you can private message me, send me a message through Facebook or whatever. Everybody has my phone number.
That was actually a question I had for you when we first started talking about this. Yeah. Because
is it safe?
In my ignorance, right. I mean, every time I heard essential oils... You know, you buy it at the store with a diffuser and it makes your room smell good. And when you explained to me this particular line, I knew immediately that I wanted to look into it and see how we could utilize this in what I do professionally. But also, I think all of us are always looking for ways to incorporate a healthier aspect into our lifestyle.
And what I love about it is it takes some of the other... So there's a lot of imitation mm-hmm. and there's a difference between, you know, imitation properties and obviously real ones, but it's also fragrance. Fragrance is not essential oil. So some people are allergic to fragrance, but that's because it's man-made. It's not real. Whereas there's a perfume that I made
with a dear
friend of mine, Catherine, Tristine, oh my God, she came up with this recipe and we made it when we were down in Florida together and you smelled it. Isn't it amazing? Total difference.
It's stunning.
Because it's made of essential oils as opposed to fragrance. So many things you could do with the same product. Use it every day, mm-hmm. put it into your cocktails, add it to your cocktails, and you're doing something really good for your body. Again, important to say that Vitality essential oils are specifically ingestible. Not all essential oils are. We have a specific.
Please do not go to Target and just buy a box of essential oils and try to put them into your cocktails.
No. And there's a big difference between the different products. And it's not just because I'm a brand partner, full disclosure. It's because the reality is that Young Living has what's called a seed to seal program.
Right.
And they know where this product is every step of that product's life.
Right.
And it's either our farms or it are farms that we contract and we partner with, and we still know where it's going every step of the line. And their quality is so high. Their standards are so high. Gary Young said this is the only way we do it. Recently, not a couple of months ago, they refused an entire shipment of wintergreen because it didn't hit their standards.
Good.
How many companies do you know that do that?
Very few.
Yeah.
Most people are definitely looking for the black, You know, they want to be in the black. Everybody wants to be in the black. I get it.
It's not about money.
Not about, not at the expense of other, not at the expense of health, not at the expense of people.
It's not about that. And this is the elixir that people are looking for. Matter of fact, frankincense, I keep walking around saying, you know, I found the Fountain of Youth. Mm-hmm. It's in this bottle.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It helps with hair growth. Yep. It helps with the skin. I have this glow recipe that my good friend Stacy gave me that eliminates, you know, the lines in your forehead. Mm-hmm. I have a class that I give that's called a Boho Botox. So you don't
I love it.
You don't have to have, you know, dead things injected into you. You could actually have the same effects. It's the same effects as Botox and fillers and things like that, utilizing essential oils on your face and keep that young looking vibrant.
Well, I think that's something that we forget about sometimes too. I mean, when you look at the ingredients that are being used in Vitality essential oils, in these particular oils.
Yeah, lemon.
I mean, right. I mean,
lemons are used. That's lemon, it.
Right. That's it. Yeah. The ingredient itself has been around millennia.
Yeah.
It's been used medicinally millennia. It's been used for antiseptic. I mean, so, you know, there is something to be said for this return to simplicity and putting those simple ingredients back into our lives and seeing the benefits of that once all of the chemical is removed.
Yeah, and it's a different taste. And it's so much better.
Well, and one of the things too, like the reason why this just really clicked with me was because those of us who have done any kind of studying when it comes to spirits specifically, we all know that those started out as medicines. Yeah. I mean, chartreuse, for instance, is one of the oldest, it's one of the oldest recipes, and it's not well known. Like I believe what I was told, now obviously I'm not in the chartreuse family, but this is like from the early 1600s, put together by Carthusian monks. There are literally three people on the planet that have the recipe. They're never together at the same time. This was done in a way, these monks put this elixir, which is what they actually called it at the beginning, together medicinally. And they did it in a way that was very respectful of their environment.
Yes.
Like you pick the rosemary under a full moon because that's when it's at its peak. Yes. Like I'm getting chills right now just talking about it.
Yes.
You know, those kinds of things that were once done for the health benefit of their community.
Yes.
We are now kind of returning to and realizing that it was done that way for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
It worked. I mean, again, been around since the 1600s. Anybody who's drank chartreuse knows.
And a great color.
The most beautiful color. Yeah. I mean, it has, now it's got it's literally its own name of green.
Yeah.
And it was created like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it
has its own crayon in the Crayola.
Own crayon, it's got its own everything.
but no, to
but
that
little
point,
things like that. You
yeah,
know?
And I love that kind of information. Then that's the kind of stuff you're going to find in our books. It's a book series of four. The Vitalities. It's really seasonal.
Seasonal.
The first one we start with classic, and then we do fall winter.
We'll do a fall winter and then a spring summer.
Spring summer, and then the last one will be specialty drinks.
Yeah, I want to do like a tiki. I want to do like a whole tiki style.
Right,
I want to.
Right.
I mean, there's so much. Again, there's so much that can be done with this product.
So right now, our first one is classic Vitalities, using Vitality essential oils and just really going to the classic spirits. And it's so much fun.
Which anybody who, if anyone's unfamiliar with what I mean by a classic cocktail, you think about like old fashions, Manhattans, you think about like French 75s, things like this.
When margaritas.
Margaritas. When you look at these cocktails and you take a moment, you realize they have three ingredients, four ingredients.
Yep.
I did that specifically because I didn't want anyone to feel, you know, overburdened. Right. I mean,
we discussed that.
Right,
we didn't want that burden to be, and we wanted to make sure that.
And I didn't want people to feel I didn't want them to be intimidated or overwhelmed by the book. I wanted it to be so accessible that everyone could use it.
We kind of, when we were talking about it too, we likened it to the recipe books where they had five ingredients or less, because there are some recipe books. I know my mom, it was a fantastic chef. She was a fantastic cook. She wasn't an official chef, but she was a fantastic cook, but she would follow recipes. And some of the the recipes had like 27 ingredients. I'm like, my head hurts. Mm-hmm. My head hurts. I don't want to do that. This we talked about this, and that's why we selected the type of recipes that are in this book to make it simple. Mm-hmm. Let us like dabble with it. Mm-hmm. Let us feel that little sense of, you know, mad scientist by Absolutely. Adding the ingredients
and getting comfortable with the product.
Right.
So that
right.
when the other recipe books come out, if this, you know, when you buy the other recipe books, you're not going to feel intimidated putting those cocktails together, even though they're a little bit more signature.
Right.
Because you know how this product tastes. You know the aroma. You know how it works within this realm
right.
of your creativity.
Right. And if you're not familiar with Young Living products, you can always reach out to me because I'll be more than happy to hook you up with someone, or I can make sure that you can get to the products. But what we're going to do is, you are listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. We're going to take a really quick break. We're talking to the great, fantastic Courtney Boom Boom Crockett and our V-Tales book that you can find on Amazon. And we're going to take a little break, as I said, and be right back. Talk to you soon. Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Well, welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne, and I'm so excited, as you know, to be in studio with the great, fantastic Courtney Boom Boom Crockett. I loved meeting you in Kansas a couple of years ago.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Sorry.
I know. Nothing against Kansas, but it is
totally different.
Definitely one of those things people aren't quite aware of, that Kansas City is actually in Missouri for some reason.
Loved meeting you. And that's where I saw your greatness behind the bar. You are,
thank you.
You're just magical. And you go around the nation helping bars and businesses and restaurants and teaching in the hospitality community, and you're very fervent about it and keeping that professional element. I mean, it's really a sincerely dedicated business.
I like to think that, I mean, I appreciate that very much. I think for professional purposes, I like to say that. But to be fair, the places that I am invited to visit and the bars and restaurants that I am invited to work with, I honestly feel like they teach me just as much, if not more, than I teach them. This is one of those businesses that when I started it in 2016, I got a lot of people asking me like, well, you know, who are you? Who's going to let you behind their bar? And my response was always like, I'm just a bartender in this industry who wants to continue to learn.
You're not just a bartender, you're an educator.
I feel like I've kind of elevated to that point. But when I started, I didn't feel that I was an educator. I was just someone who was super interested in what we were doing, the direction that we were taking our profession, the inevitable sustainability of what that profession was and what it was supposed to look like. And it occurred to me that in order for that to transpire, to take place, we had to, as professionals, had to take on a new role mm-hmm. within mm-hmm. the industry and within our community, so that people didn't just look at us as, oh, you know, those crazy bartenders who do this, that, and the other.
They just pour drinks. You craft drinks. You craft signature drinks. You craft things that make people happy. And the most often thing I bet you hear is, I don't know, what do you think I should drink?
One of my favorite questions on the planet is, what do you like to make? And my response is always the same.
Which is?
Whatever you're drinking.
Darling.
Whatever you're drinking, whatever you want. That's my...
It's so true.
Yeah, darling is definitely usually my follow-up to just about everything.
Yeah. without a doubt. Do I know my girl? Yeah, no. And the thing is sometimes we need to have some guidance, and that's where you can make things like signature drinks. You know, and I've mentioned it on the radio before, is my son's a sommelier. Mm-hmm. So he is in the same profession right. you're in. And the two of you are so similar in wanting to educate and giving the best experience.
That's what it's
experience
about.
Mm-hmm. to the people coming into the bar. It's not just about drinking. It's giving an experience.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like there's a time and a place for everything. I have no problems, you know, if people working in an environment where people just want to come in and have their drink and be left alone. That's, of course, absolutely. That is absolutely, you're right. That's yeah. what this place is here for.
Yeah.
I will say that my favorite people are the ones who come in and ask me, hey, you know, I really like gin. This is my favorite kind of gin, but I'm in a new city or I'm in a new space, and I would really be interested in hearing if there's something similar to what I enjoy you have available that I haven't had a chance to try before. Anytime that conversation is presented to me behind the bar, I kind of turn into like a little kid on Christmas morning. And I'm like, I get to talk about things, you know, and I get to tell people about new things or new products that they might not have access to.
Yeah.
And then doing so, you know, by providing that very, I mean, and it's not like it takes a lot, you know, but providing that very small experience, they take that with them back when they go home.
Yeah.
And when they go to their favorite bar,
yeah,
then they're like, oh my gosh, there was this bartender. Then she told me about this and I don't know if we can get that, but it was so great. And then what you're doing is you're not just helping that person find something that they like, but you're helping that brand. You're helping the people who sell that brand. Yep. You're helping the distillers who make that brand. Yep. And when you find things like Vitality,
yep.
products that you really believe in, that yep. you can really stand behind, then it's rewarding to see that success.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And that you get a chance to, in some small part, be a part of that success.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I get very emotional when I know, talk I'm about like, this too, because you know, I love you, man. I get emotional about it because, and the reason why I selected Young Living and partnering up with them, and then also thinking let's take this another step, is because they're based in everything I stand for. Mm-hmm. So they're based in natural. They're based in giving back to Mother Earth. They're based in they're in business to make money, don't get me wrong, but that's not their first priority. Their first priority is making sure that they have things available to people who need them, and it helps them. I mean, we have the Einkorn flower, and the Einkorn flower is 14 chromosomes. Did you know our flower here in the United States has 42 chromosomes? Einkorn flower is grown over in France, and that's the same flower they used in the Bible.
Right. Really?
14 chromosomes.
That's crazy. We have
cut and recut and repurposed and manipulated our flower to the point where there's 42 chromosomes.
Overproduced.
But that's why we are having a lot of tummy issues, and we have the leaky gut, and we have
allergies.
A lot of gluten allergies and stuff like that, because we've just cut the bejeebas out of the chromosomes. When we manipulate things, it's not always for a good reason.
I remember hearing I was watching a documentary a while back, literally when it first came out in 2005. That documentary Supersize Me, have you ever seen that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, there was this, I mean, obviously the whole documentary was a big success, but there was this moment that I was watching it, and there was a anthropologist, and he was a food anthropologist.
Yes, yes.
And he said that our diet has changed more in the last 30 years.
Yes.
Than it has in the last 30,000 years.
Yes. And our,
and that just blew my mind.
Yep.
That in a 30-year span, like, we could have changed things so dramatically.
Yeah, I don't even shop on the inside of a grocery store. I shop the perimeter of the mm-hmm. grocery store, because that's where all the healthy, air quotes, food
sure.
is. Because that's where your vegetables are, yeah. your milk, your eggs, if you're even doing things like
dairy,
that.
Dairy,
yeah. all your dairy. So, and your meats and things like that. It depends if you're a vegetarian, a vegan, a meat eater, whatever.
Or if you live in an environment like myself, where I come from. I mean, I come from the Midwest. I can go literally down the street
and knock over a cow
and get fresh eggs. I mean, get yeah. fresh eggs.
I'm just joking because that's a visual.
But I mean, but no, like for real, like yeah. you can find yeah. in your area. I know there's members of my family that do it where they go in together, like four groups, yeah. and they buy a whole cow.
Yep.
And when it's done, they have their meat for the year.
Yep.
And it is. Doesn't taste anything yeah. like the meat you find at the grocery store because
my dad
it's
used to have
clean.
A cow butchered.
Yep. You know, same thing with whatever. You know, yep. there are ways to yep. to incorporate that
but
back into our lives.
But that's why, again, that's why I did the ditch and switch. Mm-hmm. I've taken the toxins out of my house. I used to be a Clorox
bleach. Now let me ask you a question.
Clorox
since you've done
bleach.
That.
Addict to the yeah. point that one of my friends came up my driveway,
like,
knocked on my door, and he's like, "What are you doing there? I can smell bleach from the end right. of your driveway." I have about a half a mile driveway.
Now, let me ask you, since you've done this, yes. since you've done your ditch and switch, yes. do you find that you feel any remorse in that? Like, do you miss using Clorox and smelling bleach every time you decided to clean?
No, or? Every time I use the new products, it makes me just, it makes me renew my commitment to myself and my family. And it does such a good job, and it's so much better, and it's so much cheaper. In the end, it seems like it was more expensive, but I got to tell you, first of all, everything gets delivered to my house, so I never have to leave.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Right.
The other thing is when I go to some of these stores, and I won't mention them, but think of the ones that, you know, end in Marts.
Sure.
Or end in Target.
Right.
And, you know, or the big Costcos and stuff like that, and bringing all these big bottles back. You're paying 90% of that is water.
Is, yeah.
The product, when you receive our product, is product. And then what you do is you take it and
you
I can teach
dilution.
You.
Yeah.
I then make my own solutions from there. I make my own laundry detergent. It takes literally 10 seconds to pour it. Once you have the containers, yeah. you just take the one bottle, you pour it into three equally. You add a little bit of water. You add a little bit of essential oil. Boom, you're done. My clothes smell amazing yeah. because of it. And I make my own laundry softener. I make my own cleaners. And what I mean by making it is taking a capful of the concentrated, powerful product that we're using and putting it into a container and adding water. I'm not carrying home all this, and I'm using recyclable bottles.
I was going to say, let's talk about the waste
yep, yep.
that goes into our consumption
yes.
on a day. So behind the bar, I went on this diatribe. I was emphatic about this for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Plastic straws.
Yeah.
And I, again, it was one of those things where we were doing, I was doing a continued education. We went to a landfill, which made me cry. Like, it was so awful to see that.
Yeah.
Not only the, you know, what it does to our sea life and everything else, but we were using Americans, throwing away 250 million plastic straws a day.
Right. But what I find is interesting is we talk about the straws and we're already about the straws, but we just moved from paper bags to plastic bags. And I was like, what?
No.
So it's things like that we're yeah. looking at. And using your microwaves, I implore you, if you're going to use a microwave, which it's perfectly safe, but please don't do it in plastic. Please don't do it in styrofoam.
No.
Please take it out of those containers and
yes.
put it on a dish.
Yes.
It's understand, plastic is carcinogenic.
It's a petroleum-based product.
Which is carcinogenic when it's in its liquid form. So if you heat it up, what happens? It becomes molecules. That contributes to the diseases that we're finding in our bodies. So I'm just, you know, again, I'm not one of those healthy creatures that are obsessed. I just did it for myself and my family. I highly like it. I save a lot of money doing it. I have, you know, the house smells really good. I have, of course, my diffusers going as well.
I can attest to that. The house does smell really good.
Yeah. You wouldn't know I had a puppy.
Nope.
Would never know I had a dog because I'm using these products and I feel good about it.
But I wanted to ask you about the switch because I think for a lot of people, myself included, for a very long time, when we think about, you know, moving over from what we know to a new
sure.
method.
Sure.
We have some hesitation.
Listen, I did all the products that I had in my house was a direct result of me emulating what my mother used to put in her shopping cart.
Of course.
Cart.
I mean, that's what you do.
It was comfort. It was what I knew.
It's what she knew.
Until I knew something better.
Until you knew something
else. And that's what this is about.
Absolutely.
Now I know something better. And the cleaning process doesn't change. You know, nope. The scrub is still the scrub. It's just not toxic. It's just not negatively impacting the water aquifer.
Or
it's,
your body.
Or our bodies. It's not, yeah.
I mean, if we want to get into selfish fragrance, for it, it was like our bodies are being affected.
And I got to tell you, somebody told me in June, they said to me, oh my God, I can't believe that. That smells so toxic. And I was just like, I just put some hair product on my hair.
Right.
And they went, oh my God, I can smell it. And I was like, I can't even believe it. And she goes, mark my words, you'll be able to smell the same thing. I got to tell you now, since I did the ditch and switch, I have a keener sense of smell.
You do.
One. Two, I can't tolerate fragrance. Fragrance is fake. It's manufactured. No matter if they say that they can call themselves pure essential oils, even if they have 5% real essential oils in. There's the difference between the different
Canadian
essential oils.
Rye can call itself rye, even if it's only got 2% rye.
There you go. Because the FDA allows it to be that. You know, the FDA says it's okay. Well, it's not okay. Because my question is, so where's the line? So 6% is safe, but 7% is safe. But no, 6% is safe, but 7% isn't.
Right.
Who decides that?
Right.
So for me, it's just not. It's not okay. And I do tell the difference. Like, it's so amazing to me that I can't even use these other products anymore. Not because I'm using these products and it's like, oh, it's self-efficient for me. It's self-benefiting. It's not. It's because I can no longer take the fragrance.
Yeah.
I can't. It smells toxic. It smells fake.
It smells like chemical.
Yeah, it smells like chemical. It's like going into your garage by all the chemicals that you keep in there that I don't anymore.
That you don't anymore,
that
right?
That I don't anymore. I use a lot of essential oils to take care of that as well. So as I learn, I get better. I then share it with other people and then they get the opportunity of getting better. So is it uncomfortable at the beginning? Yeah, you're like, I don't know. Is it going to work?
All change is uncomfortable at the beginning.
Yes,
you know, I mean,
but
that's the deal.
But that's how you
that's
grow,
change,
right?
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Change in and of
if
itself should be uncomfortable.
Yeah, if change was comfortable, everybody would do it,
that's right?
Right.
I think that's called complacency.
Yeah. That's right. There you go. There's my match here. This is my sister from another.
Well, and
mother.
I wanted to bring that up because I feel like that's been the biggest argument that I've been given. Well, but I use this instead. I'm like, I get it. And that's fine.
Try this.
But try this.
Try it
see.
For a month. And you don't
right,
have to ditch and switch your whole house
no.
overnight. You do a product a month. You get used to that product. And if that works, that's what happened to me.
Yeah, that's how it should. Yeah, that's how I do it too.
That's what happened to me. I tried the household cleaner. And I'm like, oh my God, I love it. First, I love the smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just smells so yummy.
Right.
But also, it was working. And it too, like Lysol, but not aerosol.
Sure.
But like Lysol, it protects up to 99.9%
right.
of germs. It's proven fact. We have actual facts and history behind it. And so I tried that. And then I tried the vegetable wash. And then when I saw, after I used the vegetable wash, what
you've
was in the sink.
You've never used a real vegetable.
Oh my God.
You would be, it's one of those things. It's like you kind of wish you hadn't seen that.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was like, that is disgusting. What came out of those vegetables, those clean, what looked like clean vegetables that I used to like pick at as a kid and just eat directly from the cart as soon as my mom got it. And she would like freak out and I didn't know why. Now I know why.
Now you know why.
I saw it. So then I went to that and I love that. And again, I could go through all the different things. And I noticed that the fabrics of my clothes are softer coming out. I have a propensity to air dry.
Let me also ask this in that respect too, because I think this is something people don't think about. Now that you've started using that as your washing detergent, do you also find that the structure of your clothes is maintained better?
Way better.
It's not breaking your
way better
clothes down.
Way
quickly?
Better. Yeah. the clothes last longer. Yeah. They're in a bit, they almost look brand new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're not being
right.
chemically broken
exactly.
down. Because that's what's going to happen, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, all that is wonderful. I recommend you start with one product, but I recommend even more you picking up the V-Tales
book. I know, we kind of got
for cocktails.
On
no, but because we believe in the products, right? So the cocktail book, because I think you're going to find a lot of enjoyability with it. And
yeah, and if this is your introduction yeah. to, you know, to Young Living, something as simple as picking up some essential oils to throw in your cocktails, and then see how call. Well it works and how amazing they are.
It's a phone call. Just call
then,
me and we'll get
yeah,
it.
Then
we'll
you
get
can, it taken care of. Then you can look at expanding. And
well, it started with you. One essential oil and you're like, send me these. And you gave me a list of like 12.
Yeah, like I need all of these. Also, too, within the bar, when you're talking about the natural products, I mean, like that's also something that we try to, we've been a little bit better about in our industry, or at least trying to be more conscientious of, for a number of reasons. Not only are, you know, is it, you have to be very food safe around what we're doing.
Sure.
And make sure nobody's ingesting any poisons right. other than the,
that's why the use of like thieves while you're, yeah. while you're cleaning off your bar is a great product to use, because you're also being mindful that, you know, mm-hmm. a little kid might drop something on the table, or an adult might drop some of the peanuts on the table sure. and then they're eating it off of that right. bar. Oh.
And then the other aspect that I really like about this is, we are utilizing these natural products, and when you're sitting there and trying to enjoy a cocktail, the last thing that you want while you're nosing this beautiful bourbon and fresh orange zest
yum.
Is to smell chemical cleaner
right.
in the sink or on the bar or anything else, taking away from that experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is, and again, that's an extension of the cocktail book, utilizing the oils, but also the other products being hugely beneficial
yes.
in these environments.
So it's V-Tail, Classic Vitality Cocktails, and V-Tails is really Vitality Cocktails,
right.
but we shortened it, right, to call it V-Tails. And the book is by myself, Lorianne DiUlio-Casdi, and Courtney Boom Boom Crockett. And you can pick it up on Amazon. And I hope you enjoy it. Please send us feedback. We would love that very, very much. 30 seconds, last thoughts.
No, I just thank everybody for tuning in today and for listening to us. I'm like, again, thank you so much for having me. This has been an absolute joy to be here with you.
You're an absolute joy. I can't wait till you come back online in a month from now, like we do every month, mm-hmm. and tell us where you are and what part of the country, what part of the world, so that you can keep us up to date on your traveling throughout the nation. And I love that you love our nation. With that said, thank you all for joining us on Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lorianne Castilla. Until next time, what is it, folks? That's right. Play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and show up what, Michael?
Big.
Nice. Have a great day, everyone.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.